Hello, my name is Carrie Rivera, and welcome to Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv were created by Mike Adams, the health ranger for the preservation of freedom of speech. Thanks to Mike and his team for making this available to all of us. Today, I'm really excited because I have two guests. Of course, one who I know, John Richardson Jr., and his lovely fiance, Chris Edelkamp. Chris is bringing something very interesting, and I think so many people are not talking about this. In the book, she's a CEO of AMP News, and the man who wrote the book Genocide Jab is also at the same place. So it's very interesting that we're going to be able to talk about shedding, this vaccine jab shedding. I don't think people are talking about that. We're living in a world where people are shedding all over us, and maybe find out what we can do to stop the shedding, to protect ourselves, and of course, hear Chris's story. Don't go away. We'll be right back with John Richardson Jr. and Chris Edelkamp.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera, and my guests today are Chris Edelkamp and John Richardson Jr. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're very happy and very excited to be together. I think it's something that people are noticing nowadays is that you really have to be equally yoked, you know, in every capacity. Yeah. There is no such thing as opposites attract now. That does not work. It is a bad idea.
It never worked to begin with, though.
It didn't work in the beginning. Now it really doesn't work. Right, I mean, there are so many things you have to be on the same page with. Like, hey, what do you like, freedom or slavery? Which one do you prefer? You know, like, start there. You
know? Exactly. Well, I'm excited to have you. Nice to meet you, because I've met your fiance on different occasions, who I admire a great deal and all the work that he continues to do. And of course, I was reading your bio as I was making the little introduction, and I mean, I couldn't even scratch the surface. So tell us a little bit about what happened to you, because this is actually something that can happen, or is maybe happening to all of us or some of us.
Thank you. Yeah. So currently I'm the CEO of AMP News, and I went from medical to media. The big part is I was a medical myotherapist for 18 years. I was a pro athlete therapist. I worked for Applied Science Performance Institute down in Tampa, Florida. And I loved what I did, nutrition, but most of my job was hands-on therapies with my athletes for 6 to 8 hours a day. Most of my athletes were an hour to 90-minute sessions. And when you're touching somebody, you have everything that's in their body that's transferable through skin in 126 seconds in my heart. So I always had to be very careful with my immune system. I mean, I had patients that had everything from ranging from H1N1 back when that was a problem to tuberculosis, flus. People just felt like, hey, I don't feel good. Let's go see Chris. Well, that's not really how it works when it's muscle tissue damage, but they don't care because they needed to get back out on the field. So they could be half dying, but still coming in to have a high ankle sprain worked on. And I was in a 10x4, 6x6 cubicle with no ventilation, and I'm 6 inches from somebody's face. So everything that they're expelling is going into my body. And I considered myself to have a super high immune system, almost like you constantly have a, you know, preschooler on your hip, because you're building up those antibodies. Once COVID came around, I wasn't worried about COVID. COVID did not bother me in the least. It was the jab that worried me long-term. And I knew with mRNA vaccines that if any of my patients had had a flu shot, I waited 2 weeks before I'd work on them because of the transference. Every time somebody had a flu shot and they came in, didn't tell me until afterwards, I usually had flu-like symptoms. I didn't get the flu, but I felt junky. I could feel my body just not properly working. So I knew that that vaccine was transferring into my body in some capacity. And I found that 2 weeks was about the time period it needed for it to stop transferring. I had a patient, I came back and started working again in June of 2021. And I had had a baby, so I was on maternity leave. And when I started working on him, he had said I had the COVID vaccine. He had to. They're athletes. The athletes get vaccinated more than almost anybody else. People don't realize that. So they, even though externally have a really healthy body, internally it's a war going on in there because of everything they keep jabbing them with since they're in high school and in college. So it had been 3 months since he'd had the vaccine. I didn't think anything of it. Felt like, okay, it's an mRNA, but you know, 2 weeks, 3 months, that's going to be fine. The next day, so I'd worked on him on a Monday. Tuesday morning, I woke up. My tongue was completely cracked. It was blistered, swollen so much that I couldn't speak, and my lips were swollen and I couldn't taste a thing. The left side of my cervical spine, horrible, horrible headache. I'd never had a spinal migraine before. It's always been in the head. It felt like I actually had a migraine in my spine, but only on the left side. My left ring finger wouldn't straighten out, and my left ankle was in a lot of pain. So it was a very odd reaction. And at first I thought it was an allergy. Like maybe I got a hold of something. Mind you, I lived in Florida under 15 oak trees. So you never know. There's always something blooming. There's always something. You never know if you eat the wrong thing. I'm highly allergic to sugar. So maybe I ate something I wasn't supposed to, even though I read everything. That's a possibility. I'm very sensitive to my body. I don't eat gluten, sugar, or dairy, and I'm very aware of everything it does because I watch patterns to make sure I live the healthiest I can for quality of life. 2 weeks later, worked on the same athlete that on that Monday because he was on a consistent appointment. That Tuesday, I woke up and ta-da, exact same problem. Not milder, not more painful either. It was just the same. Tongue swelled, no taste. I ate coconut oil. I did my essential oils, did everything I could in order to get this tongue to shrink back down. Did oil of oregano, and it went back to normal after about 2 days. 2 weeks later, I was a little concerned. I was like, okay, I've got this guy again. What's going to happen? And the only explanation would be the vaccine, because he's the only one I had at that point that had had it. And that's exactly what happened. 2 weeks, you know, the next day, Tuesday, had the exact same problem. And I realized at the end of June of 2021, if all of my athletes were going to be in this position, then I couldn't keep working. And I didn't know the long-term damage. I didn't really think there would be long-term damage. We didn't have that information at the time. I just knew short-term. I couldn't keep waking up every other day with a cracked tongue and a spinal migraine and my hands and my ankles and my joints hurting. So August of 2021, my license was up for renewal and I retired. Difficult choice to make after 18 years being in the top of my game. Being female as a athlete therapist is unheard of. And I had developed treatments that nobody else was doing, that I was training apprentices to do. And I had built that reputation across the country and actually globally, because I worked on Olympians too. To step away from it and change and not know what you're going to do. And you, I always say, don't leave a job until you have a job. And I had to leave a job and not have a clue, not even be able to stay in the same field. I had no idea what I was going to wind up doing because I couldn't touch anyone anymore. That's my love language, but that's also how I fix people, is I touch them. And I couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, Chris, it breaks my heart. I mean, the goose pimples to go along with it. It is when you have a passion for something and you're good at something, or you're one of the best or the only one in your field, then you walk away from that. And that leaves you, well, like you said, I mean, not just with a hole in your heart, but a hole in your pocket as well. So, you know, how do you get over? Now, I have a question for you. Did you continue? So after you left your position, did you have any more of that swelling or cracking or any of those things? Or then it was totally behind you?
So that's a great question. So for a minute, momentum, it was over. So I thought. A year later, in July of 2022, we were flying back from Dallas, Texas, from the from one of the tours that we go on. Because now at that point, I had been in the media. I switched over to news because I felt like if I couldn't touch people, I was going to inform people. Where is this war going? And did a lot of research and really got into understanding what this vaccine is. And there's a lot of theories on it, but the big picture is you can look at the FDA, you can look at the CDC, and they tell you what it is. And you're like, holy moly. You know, one of the major side effects is death. So that's a big deal. I wasn't interested in that one. So I wound up having a really heavy pain in my thoracic spine, felt like an elephant sitting on my back, burning in my chest, and my feet went numb and turned black and blue while in flight. Scared me to death. I know the body really well when it comes to structure, and I knew this sounds like a female heart attack. And my arms were, my fingers were tingling and numb. My feet were blue. John was with me. He was concerned because I was in a lot of pain. And I'm not a dramatic person, in my opinion. This was excruciating. I was very, very sick. Wound up finally finding a doctor in Arizona who was able to do an ultrasound, a deep vein ultrasound, and the carotid and the popliteal in the back of the leg, and found that all of my blood was clotting. And I was like jello through a straw. And I exercise every day. I don't eat sugar, gluten, or dairy. I drink tons of water. I had no idea I was ever going to have any kind of heart issues whatsoever. And she diagnosed me with peripheral arterial disease. And it was due to the fact that the graphene oxide, which you could see it in the carotid artery, was actually blocking the blood flow in my body. And then there were these, it looked like worms, like strings in the lung area, but also in the base of the spinal cord and the brainstem, and they were spike proteins. And I'm like, how? And it makes sense. I do understand that through touch, you can transfer so much stuff. It's a sponge, not an armor. And whatever was in that person's body from that vaccine transferred, and it doesn't mean it's just him. Could have been anybody, being on planes, being anywhere. I think some of us might be more susceptible to it than others, possibly. But big picture is I had spike protein in the base of my brainstem, and I had blood barely flowing through my body, and that's why my feet were blue. And I had to figure out what I was going to do. There was no way I was going to go on Coumadin because long-term damage. I'm only 40 years old, gee whiz, and I have, at the time, 5, now merging with my wonderful honey, we have 11 kids together. Cute. I like to be alive.
Yeah, you gotta be in good shape.
I'm fighting this kid. Right, and I need to be alive. I mean, I like to be here, you know, I want to be a part of this fight, and I do not want to do it A, in pain, but B, I want to make sure that I'm doing it well. So I wound up starting to work with Dr. Mark Sherwood. He did so much blood work, I wasn't sure I still had blood left when he was done. And the DNA process and everything else. And he diagnosed me with CAD, cardiac arterial disease. So I was like, all right, so this is real. This is something that's happened. It's a genetic disorder that came from my father and my grandmother or whoever else. And now I'm actually having a physical symptom of it. I probably could have lived my whole life with it and never had a problem as long as I kept my body healthy. So there's an external part that's here causing this to become active. So is it possible that if you are super healthy, even if you didn't get vaccinated, that you can still be having problems? Absolutely. You didn't have to vaccinate everyone. You just had to vaccinate enough.
I have some people that I'm friends with, and they have children, for example, that are in that 18, 19, 20-year-old dating age. Mm. And I have, you know, people that are close to me typically don't have vaccinated children. So they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. But obviously, if you can do it through touch, you can do it through kiss as well. So if somebody is vaccinated, they're just sharing that and shedding all over the other person.
And that's something John and I talk about regularly because we both have children in that dating range. And it's like, I've told my 18-year-old who's almost 19, I'm like, you got to be careful. She's never been vaccinated. None of our kids have been vaccinated for anything. They've never felt a needle aside from having an earring put in their ear. Yes. And that's, again, equally yoked, right? You know, who am I actually going to find that has six children who've never been vaccinated, me who have five children who've never been vaccinated and have to fight the fight and say, don't touch my kid. We live in a first world country. Wash your hands and eat healthy food. You'll be fine. God gave you a beautiful immune system. Let it do its job. But we have the exact same concerns. How do you tell your 18, 19-year-old who's going to college, hey, make sure you're working with somebody who's not vaccinated?
Well, you're 30 is my rule, especially the girls. No, I'm not a sexist, but don't date till you're 30. So one of my kids can date. That's it. Actually, my daughter broke the rule and got married at 28. So, but again, she was unvaccinated all the way through, and they both went to a public school in California and played college athletics. So it is possible, even in California, you just have to be firm on your stance. So. And it's very true that that's Chris tried to scare me away with five kids, and I said, great, what's next? The first time I met her. So I said, what else? You know, she thought, oh, I'll just scare this guy away. I have five kids.
I mean, it didn't matter how attractive he was. You know, that really was like secondary to, hey, my most important thing in my world is my children. And yes, I might be adorable, but I have five children. It's okay. You're not going to want to hang out with this. And he, you know, was opposing to that. And I love the fact that he has six, and I love the fact that we're on the same page. But I think that a lot of people have to find that for themselves as well. And they have to do the research. Do not believe the fact that just because something is in one person's body isn't going to get into your body. That's how we get sick in the first place. Literally, that's the process. So now what do? We have to build the immune system, but what more? So Dr. Judy Mikovits does a great job with explaining like how to get rid of spike proteins, how to protect the body from whatever COVID is. But now it's more so how do we protect ourselves from the people we're sitting right next to on a plane?
Yeah, exactly. You
know? What do we do? How do we take care of ourselves? I'm on 5,000 milligrams of turmeric a day to oppose having to take Coumadin. So my blood will rush like water through a hose again. It's working. Glutathione. I mean, I'm on high levels of magnesium. It's written and available. There are a lot of doctors out there now opening up and saying it. That's what's cool part about Genocide Jab is chapter 3 literally says, you know, how to stay healthy. You know, like, and it gives you a whole list of vitamins that they recommend, quercetin and all these other things that we can take. But there's constantly research going on right now in order to figure out how do we survive everybody else being vaccinated and how do the vaccinated survive having gotten vaccinated? Because maybe they did it because they didn't want to lose their job. They didn't do it. Most of them, from what I've talked about, didn't do it because of choice, because they thought that it was a good idea. Okay. They did it because they thought, in desperation, I can't lose my job. I've got to keep paying my bills. And the big picture's not there for them because desperation makes us hone in on the small focus. The small focus is I need to get up, go to work, feed myself, feed my family, and anything that's going to get in the way of that, I'm going to have to go with the flow and I'm going to have to follow directions. And that's maybe a big problem, is obedience says the very best way is to show that you believe. What if obedience is what's causing us to wind up becoming slaves?
Very good. And you were saying also, I was reading a quote that a great poisoning is the real pandemic. Can you expound on that a bit?
Absolutely. And I know John can as well. If we are willing, we've been poisoned forever. Since sugar became on the market, it is the was probably one of the number one causes of death in the United States. If you really break it back down, even as a physician, heart attack, stroke, diabetes, you know, where is it all coming from? It started with sugar, cancer, you know, before radiation, sugar. So we've been poisoned forever in order to have population control. Now it's just faster. And we are willingly injecting it into our bodies with whatever that jab is. And the difference is sugar's not transferable. So somebody else I can work on that is diabetic. I'm not going to get diabetes because I'm working on somebody with diabetes. Now we've got a brand new fun problem to deal with, is that whatever they've got in their body, whatever issues they have that became that, it's whatever their comorbidity is. Not everybody has a comorbidity. I didn't know I had one. I had no idea. I think a lot of people might walk around, have none. Awesome, fantastic, still do everything you can for immunity. But what if you're starting to have problems and you don't understand it? Like your hands are going numb, your feet are turning blue, or you have a lung issue chronically. What is happening to your body? You need to get checked. Find out if there's a comorbidity that's being aggravated by the jab or by cross-contamination. That probably will bring you back to what you're really dealing with. Is it's not necessarily, is it the jab that will kill you? I don't think so. I think it's the comorbidities aggravated by the jab. It's like viruses. Viruses don't kill you. They don't want to kill the host. When they change over and they become another mutation, they actually become weaker because they don't want to kill the host. We know that. But what does kill the person is the comorbidity that gets aggravated by the virus. It seems like the vaccine's doing the same thing. And that's why you're seeing people just drop dead. If you look at athletes, they're so vaccinated for everything, their internal organs, everything is taxed heavily. You put something in there that just cannot tolerate it, and you push the body really hard like they do. They train 6 to 7 hours a day doing what they do. And then they do extreme therapies, from cryotherapies to pressure therapies, all the way to what I offered, which wasn't fun. Why are these specimens of human dying quickly? Well, they look good on the outside, but the body is absolutely destroyed on the inside.
And it's also interesting to see there are some people who are vaccinated and it seems like nothing's happened to them. And then there's other people, as we've watched over the last year and a half, literally just on the field falling over. I think there were 700 like instant deaths on fields that we, you know, we saw in social media over the last year and a half. But some people look totally unscathed by it. And maybe it's like you're saying, Chris, that it can be that they had these underlying conditions and that took them early.
Right. And there's other theories, too, that I've heard regarding cell structure. You know, James Grundvig, he's got a show on our channel called Unrestricted Truths. He talks about this, at least he has with me, and I know that he's mentioned it before, is that some cell structures, you know, everybody has follicles on the end of a cell in order to grab on. That's how cancer eats sugar, is because it grabs on and eats sugar. And he was explaining that he's never had a problem. Since the COVID thing started, he's never had a sniffle, never had an issue, never had an issue with the vaccine. And it's because his cells, the follicles actually look like knuckles instead of fingers. So it's almost as if the slough off the edge of his cell, instead of being able to consume and go directly into the cell structure. So it could also be a DNA precursor on how their bodies are structured. If they're the type of person who just never gets sick, it's very possible they carry this DNA composition, or the cellular composition. But at the other end of it, on an easier cycle, is like, what did my parents die of? And what is an actual genetically created problem? Like PAD or heart disease, my dad had me when he was 53 years old. So he had been diagnosed with heart disease when he was 35. His DNA, his epigenetics was already broken at that point. So then he transferred on broken epigenetics into my body. And so therefore, when I was born from an older specimen of a human, that was an automatic precursor. Now, if he had had me at 23, it's very possible I wouldn't have had it. because his DNA hadn't been broken yet. And people have to understand that, how genetics work. It's like, just because your dad winds up with Parkinson's at 70, unless he procreates at 70, the likelihood of having somebody be DNA precursor for Parkinson's is rare. It's more environmental. What was he breathing? What was he doing? But look at what you actually could have as a comorbidity, or how you're treating your body. Hopefully, if it's diabetes, it's diet. Can you change what you're doing in order to stop the process? I can't change the PAD. That is that. But what I can do is I can fight it. And I can do all the research in the world, and I can walk 72 minutes a day, exercise every single day, take 50 pills. I am excited I get to. I'm excited I get to eat that stuff because it keeps me healthy.
The thing that we need to understand, everybody needs to understand listening to this, is that this is a grand science experiment. I've been involved in the natural health industry since I was born, basically. My dad made me a life member of a conservative organization called the John Birch Society, and I had no choice. But quickly, a third of the population got a placebo. We are in a science test. So you're seeing people walk around, they got the vax and surviving and thriving, because they got a placebo, and maybe they got smart enough not to take the booster. But that, you need to find out what your batch was, anybody watching this. And if you got the bad batch and you're still alive, you need to be looking at your diet and nutrition. And people that say, oh, I take all these supplements, that's because our food is absolute garbage. Our food has nothing in it.
John, we're going to go to break in 5 seconds. We'll be right back after a 2-minute break, and we'll talk more about this. It's very interesting. Don't go away.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightionStore.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrightionStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrightionStore.com today.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My guests today are Chris Edelkamp, and John Richardson Jr. And we went to break. We were talking about epigenetics, which is very, very interesting. And I think many people, we don't realize that we're passing along our junk that we're carrying around to our offspring. So some of the things are actually being passed that we didn't want to pass.
Absolutely. And that's the point, is that, you know, when I was working with my athletes and somebody would tell me, oh, my mom was diabetic and now I am, or, oh, my dad had Parkinson's, now I have it. We have to remember that transference happens based off of age and when I produce. So if I reproduce after I have a major issue with the body, yeah, the DNA is going to break down and you could hand that over. I mean, I guess it's one of the benefits to having children at a young age. And as you can hear mine running around, is that hopefully we do not have any comorbidities or we don't have a genetic disposition yet. But because my father was 53 years old when he produced me, I automatically wound up with his heart condition and it went into my body. Now, it's six people make up the mosaic of a human body. It's the two grandparents, sets, and it's the parents. So the likelihood that you're going to get it is there, but it's not 100%. But if you have to check your body and find out in a very large scan, what am I precursor to? Be ahead of the game. I wasn't. I had no idea I had PAD. I'm 40 years old, had no clue. I'd never done an ultrasound on my carotid. Why would I ever do that? I'm perfectly fine. I feel great. Yeah, I have some migraines sometime, but it has nothing to do with it. Until this came out, and then I wound up having things that scared me. I was very, very fortunate to live through what happened in July of 2022. And I look at that and it might sound dramatic, but there's a lot of other people who have a single possible heart attack and they're done. Their body can't recover from it. Or they don't know what's wrong and they don't know how to look into it and they think it's gonna go away. I heard that a lot. Oh, it'll just stop, it'll go away. Things just don't go away. It doesn't work that way. The body wants to be well. The body wants to survive. But you have to give it the tools to do so. And like John said, our food is crap. It just is. There's no nutrients in anything. So you have to take the supplements. You know, I have somebody who says, yeah, I take lotions, potions, and pills in order to stay alive. Yeah, you do. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to change that? So can we get somebody out there who says, how do we make hydroponic foods that have full of vitamins and nutrients? How do we save our earth? This is a huge thing to think about. This doesn't just stop individually. This is global. This is everything. What they have done is pointed out all the problems that we're going through, and they made it very apparent in one very fun, awful scientific experiment, showing us that, are we bicameral? Do we follow directions? Who's divergent? Who's the type of people who are going to change the world? And who's the type of people who are just going to sit back and be like, oh, world went to crap. I guess I'm just going to wait till Jesus comes back and hope for the best. Or are we going to stand up and fight? And for these little ones who are running around behind me, are we going to create a world that they can live in, that we can be proud of, and say, you know what? When that was happening, I was on the front lines. I was fighting the fight. You know, there's people, unfortunately, who have passed, who shouldn't have, who've been fighting the fight. And I know for John and I, it hurts our hearts and it makes us a little concerned. In the big picture, that we have a bigger mission.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up somebody. Just, I know you probably heard, Dr. Carey, a good friend of mine, Dr. Rashid Batar, recently, I think, was killed. You know, we're on Brighteon, so we can say that. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm shocked. We were on a plane. I had texted him on the 18th, and that's the day he passed. And it's hard to, I mean, it's been emotional for me because he was such a hero and a fighter and everything like that. But we are in a war. Anybody watching this knows that we're in a war between good and evil, whatever your God is or whatever you think. The people on the other side definitely believe that we're in a battle for good and evil. So, you know, this is not complicated. It sounds sometimes like it is. Just get as healthy and put on your armor every day as healthy as you can be and protect yourself, because we're in a battle and it's going to be who lasts the longest. And I know we win inside. I know we win eventually, but we are in a battle each day and we're going to lose some of our generals. But we got to keep fighting. I don't find any fear from it. And Dr. Carey, I know you've been battling this battle, and Chris is on the front lines every day on a news network to let people know about this. And so you don't have to believe what we say and take everything we say to your, you know, like as gospel, but use this to find out about these things and protect yourself. get your armor on every day. Make sure you're eating the right foods and you're doing the right things. And you don't have to be perfect. Chris does, because of her situation. She pretty much has to be perfect in her what she eats and what she does, because she's got something that she's a little more susceptible to the vaccine. I think for whatever reason, I'm bulletproof, and people say, I'm sick, John, don't come around me. I welcome it. So, and I have my reasons why I think that. But get out there, protect yourself, learn what you can, and know it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing that we've been, you know, that this is going on, because people are waking up, and this is the great awakening, and this is the great battle. So,
also, John, you've been taking apricot seeds. So a little plug for rncstore.com. You've been taking apricot seeds since you were able to have teeth and chew, I think.
Yeah, probably. I think probably in my oatmeal as a kid, I probably had it as well. But yeah, I eat 40 apricot seeds a day regularly. I know it's the most nutritional seed on the planet, and it's my life mission to make sure that everybody knows my dad's story and G. Edward Griffin's story. G. Edward Griffin is 91, and he wrote the book, World Without Cancer. We have the answer. It's already been found, and it's the genocide of our times prior to COVID. It's a $1 trillion industry, the cancer industry. And if you know, you know. You don't have to be susceptible to that. And I, you know, in the 5-7 years ago, I'd be afraid to say that anywhere. But now I'm saying that out loud as much as I can to everybody in any way I can, that there is an answer. It's a simple nutritional supplement and a simple way of eating the right foods. And you can counteract all this stuff. Nutrition is the key to so many diseases people don't even realize. I don't take a single pharmaceutical, and I don't know anybody that's ever died of a lack of pharmaceuticals. So, you know, again, I'm risking my neck out there, but you do die of lack of nutritional substances, but you don't of a lack of pharmaceutical. So,
yeah, that's a very, very good point. And of course, you know, like Chris was saying, she takes a whole bunch of really important supplements and eats really, really healthy. And of course, she's going to live to be, you know, 110, especially by your side. You guys are going to have a nice long life together, and I wish that for you. So, Chris, also, you are so brilliant. And I'm just, I mean, not only are you beautiful, but you're so smart, and you've got every nice job, John. So, where can people go? Because I know you are an anchor, I believe, on, it's called AMP News. Is it ampnews.com? People want to follow you and listen to you?
So I run the news network, and of course, I am the spokesperson for the news network. We have 10 brilliant, actually 12 now, brilliant news anchors. I'm literally collecting talented people who are experts informing people, just like you, Dr. Rivera, is that the wave of news is changing, and that is what we're doing. So we're at ampnews.us. It's ampnews.us. And what it is, it's everybody from brilliant Alex Newman to James Grunvig, Sean Morgan. We have Gene Ho. We have everything you're looking for, from a 3-minute plug to find out what's actually happening in the world, to something more entertaining like George Magazine, all the way down to medical, political, military, Major Jeffrey Prather, who's a military hero. What we've done is we looked at the face of what is news and what is adaptive. People are used to coming home, sitting, turning on their channel, and watching the same exact talking heads every single day who are repeating the exact same thing Reuters is telling them to say. And how do we make somebody believe something is by telling them the same thing 7 different times in the same order or different orders, and it becomes true, because that's the way the brain works. And without vetting it, now we're gonna be repeating it back as if it's truth. And so that's how we are able to change the mindset of an entire society, that black is white and white is black. How do you make somebody believe a lie is true is just by telling them 7 different ways all in the same day. And now suddenly they're spreading it to everybody else. Now they've listened to it 10, 15 times. So if I take, like you, Dr. Rivera, and I say, hey, I want a medical channel, who better to put in it than a hero doctor who's going to be honest? And that's what we've done. Political. We put in Tom Renz. We have shows that are based off of experts, and you can put a camera in front of anyone now. Thank you, COVID, for teaching us how to be remote, because now we don't have to have everybody in New York City or in LA and try to find talented people in a collective small group. We have people in Brazil, Thailand, California, Kansas, they're all over the world. And I don't have to be pinned down to where are the people who are being heroes and how, if they want a voice, how can I give you that voice? And so what AMP News is doing is it's creating a hybrid network. We're making it so that it looks like Fox News quality, where you've got your lower thirds, your graphics, everything you're used to, all your boxes, just like you're doing here, because this is what people are used to seeing. They're adaptive. But if I can change what you're hearing, which is actual data, let me just give you the information. You make your own choice. I don't want to tell you what to think. That is not my job at all. But I want to give you truth, and I can give you statistics, and I can give you proof. Then at that point, you can vet it. If you have logic and you have reason, you equal truth. If you subtract it and you break it down, you go truth equals logic and reason, and you find a hole somewhere, it's not logical or not reasonable, most likely what you're listening to, there is a falsehood somewhere in there. So now it's a matter of people have to look up and say, hey, wait, I just listened to this channel on cable news network, and they said something completely different, which didn't really make sense, but because I've heard it seven times, so it must be true. But now that I'm hearing it this way, this information actually makes complete sense, and I don't have to try to find a solution or find reasoning behind it. It's changing what we're listening to. And when we can do that by the millions, by the billions of people, we will succeed. If 1% of the population is controlling the 99%, and that government is like a lawn chair, and the people are like a horse, and you ground tie a horse to a lawn chair, they're just standing there. They're being controlled by an empty lawn chair. All you got to do is turn your head. The whole thing flips over. So when people think that I'm only one person, I can't do anything. Oh my gosh. One human being changes everything. When somebody says, hey, you know, I want you to teach your kid this in school, even though you don't agree with it, so that they can get an A in class, and you go in front of the board of directors for education and you fight. It's what you're seeing on Instagram and Facebook that everybody's cheering for. It's one person who's deciding to stand up and say no. All we got to do is say no. And when one person says no, somebody else feels the spine straighten, and they're like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to do that too. How do you think masks wound up ending? Do you think they would have ended if everybody just did it? We'd still be masked. But because people just stopped, they're like, no, fight back. It's okay. You are the only person who has authority over you is yourself. That's it, and God. It's you and God. Nobody has the right to tell you what to do. You have the right to do no harm. So if we all do no harm to ourselves or other people, then why are we following directions that are causing harm?
Yeah, why are we following psychopaths? That's a very good question, because they're all psychopaths. There's not one of them is, there's the rhinos and the Dems, and the, you know, obviously this is just communism at its best. Going back to the genocide jab book that you showed us briefly in the first, and it had, I think it was in chapter 3, you were saying that they had supplements that we could take, and the book was written by John Chambers. Maybe you could share a little bit of that with us too, so we know what to buy when we finish the call today.
Right. So then you think, oh, great. Thanks, Chris. These are all these vitamins you're taking. What are you doing? There's two places, but the big one is Genocide Jab. It's written by John Michael Chambers. I really love this book. It is a little creepy looking. But in chapter 3, it goes into specifically by Sarah Westall. She actually talks about specifically what to take if you get sick, if you have already had the mRNA vaccine and you are concerned for your well-being and health, what to take. And then if you haven't and you're worried about spike proteins, what to take. Chapter 4, Dr. Mikovits actually goes into detail. So this book is written by several doctors. Dr. David Martin, it goes at Dr. Brian Artis, goes into all of this collective of everybody who is a hero physician, and not even everybody. I mean, there's still more people out there that we could probably write a whole nother book on what currently is going on. But this, if you're saying, hey, how do I get a hold of a hero doctor? How do I find out what to take? You can go in this book and go to chapter 3 very easily. I have my paperback that I have tabs in and highlighted. It looks like a textbook because that's what it is. This is a history book about what happened, and it is a textbook on how to take care of yourself and how to survive it, and being able to make sure that you're doing everything you can in order to stay alive, and not just stay alive, but also thrive. Because the best thing we can possibly do is actually not be taken out by this, but stand up and fight and be better for it. And in the long run, you wind up, like for me, I'm actually thankful in the long run that I found this out. Because if at 50, I started going downhill and I didn't know why, maybe I was a little bit too old, you know, too old at that point to reverse problems. But having found it at a younger age, I'm saying, okay, I'm aware that this is going on in my body. I actually embrace it and I will pick me. I choose me. I choose my diet. I choose my exercise. I choose that because long term I need to be here. And if I think more of us go into self-love and want to take care of our bodies and we are worried about everything else that's going on around us, with self-love and good vitamins and good nutrition, we will overcome this. I do strongly believe that.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Now, where can people get this great book, Genocide Jab?
Yeah, so you can get it at any major channel. Of course, I don't like to say the words Amazon.com, but, you know, unfortunately right now that's still the platform. So if anyone wants to build a platform that takes out Amazon, please, by all means, let me know.
let us all know.
Yes, exactly. But ampnews.us, you can get the book directly from there as well. You can get a signed copy actually from ampnews.us. We have that opportunity, but you can get it anywhere books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And this is one of those books right now. It's in the number one bestseller for medical information on Amazon. Because people are looking for solutions, not just fear.
Also get it on ampnews.tv. That's where I think the best place to get it. And I'm one of those people that doesn't really like to use Amazon. I don't use it personally at all. Some people in my family do. But anyway, there are some consolidators out there. And that's another thing I like to tell people. Let's start little by little. Let's start picking off those companies that really don't want us to be thriving and alive, and find the companies, do the extra effort to find the companies that are out there. There's Patriot companies, but I think we need to consolidate. And I love Mike Adams. I love Brighteon, and I love Amp News as well. It's not like we're fighting against each other. We're all together on the same team. It's just like one's a quarterback and one's a, you know, wide receiver, if I can use that analogy. But we need to start doing those things outside of the box that we've been put in, and break the matrix by using, and that really is sweeping our industry, Dr. Carey. And I see it with Chris every day, that we're deciding to come together and stop being our little island, you know, our patriotic, individualistic island, come together and don't worry about the 2% or 5% differences we have. Worry about the 95% we're the same as, and come together and fight this battle together. And I'm seeing that happening. Consolidation's great on our side, and just keeping the freedom, you know, movement alive is important. So make those little steps to go to directly to a Patriot website instead of going through these big plays. And so ampnews.tv, Chris is the CEO, and maybe she doesn't want to just sound like she's ampy, you know, talking about herself or her company, but that's important to get that book through ampnews.tv to help. Just like with Mike Adams, when he sells his Patriot buckets, I try to go on. They're sold out in 15 minutes, you know, because people are supporting Mike because of all the great things he's doing on Brighteon TV and having great hosts like you. And Chris is doing the same thing, and we're all in this together. So it's I find it exciting times, also scary times, but let's keep fighting the battle by supporting those that support our freedom movement.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and thank you for pointing that out, that we really are kind of all parts of a chain, even though we might not be directly in contact in that exact part of our chain, but we are somehow all pulling the same weight. And like Chris is saying, you know, trying to make it look a little bit more like, say, Fox News, for example, then it's something common. So even people like my mom, for example, she's always, you know, she's like, oh, and she's 80. So she leaves the TV on, so she turns it on and off all day long. So she's kind of repeating the talking points, you know, and I'm like, okay, so at least I know what they're thinking. I don't have to watch it for myself, you know, and I'll be like, but mom, it's not like that. So, you know, it's always nice to know where you can go. So when people go to ampnews.us or .tv, as you were saying, I think they're both of them, is it running live all the time?
Yes, so we have a live player, and it is ampnews.us. It is actually, there's a live player on that direct channel that's always running. So we run it just like a network. You can see same time, same day, same bat channel. You're going to be able to watch your favorite show hosts. And it is a conglomeration of very different people, which I love that. You're not going to get the same person twice or the same type of personality. And if you really love military, you're able to watch something at 4 o'clock. If you're able, if you like, you're syndicated, you watch 6 p.m., which is Making Sense, the Madness. It's our flagship show. And of course, Unrestricted Truth, James Grunvig, he's New York. He's straightforward. He is a deep dive investigative journalist who has background directly in medical. And with his son, who actually himself has autism, and he knows he was a vaccine injury, and he's been talking about that for 20 years. So this is what you're going to be seeing on this network. But we're also on Roku, we're on Rumble, we're on BitChute, we're on any place that you're going to find Freedom News. And really where we're at now is if more people click on and watch what is freedom versus click on and watch what is going to keep them enslaved, the mindset's going to change. We empower you to find your truth. Who are you really? What is your truth? Do you know that 80% of somebody's yesterday is 80% of their today? Everything that they did yesterday, 80% of that is repeated. They don't really have anything that changes. So if you change the one thing, if you're like, well, forget that. I don't want 80% of yesterday. That's my whole life. I'm really not living because I'm just repeating over and over and over exactly what I did the day before. So maybe just change one thing. Change what you're listening to. Start empowering, whether it's Brighteon or if it's InfoWars or if it's anything, it doesn't matter. It's about patriotism, but it's about freedom. In the big picture, we have been fighting for freedom since the dawn of man, Cain and Abel. We've always been fighting for it. And now we're at the point where it's able to be global because something they didn't factor in was technology. Technology lets us be everywhere at one time. If I'm Paul Revere and I'm trying to run through and just tell you, hey, you know, there's a war coming, I've got to be on a horse with a light. With a light. That's really not going to get as far as I needed it to go. Then this channel is going to happen. This show.
We only have 10 seconds left. I just want to say we could go on. Chris, you're amazing. Congratulations, John and Chris. And stay in touch. I would love to do this again when you have time. Thanks for your time.